Thursday night.
Thursday night. This group is back on
Thursday night.
That's nice.
Very nice.
Thursday night.
Because the
feeling's
right. We're back on
Thursday night.
Get it. Sensitive penis.
Grab it, squeeze it.
When the going gets tough, the tough gets teased.
Spray your solution.
But do so with caution.
Best friends, best friends. Making up cake.
Only don't mean this.
And then
everybody there
on the dance floor.
Everybody there
on the dance floor.
I'm not a whore.
It's not important anymore.
Will ever escape.
This school is the school.
No damn fools.
That's not cool.
I come to boogie down.
Let's burn this mother down.
The future is now.
Right now.
It's mostly hard house.
Some dubstep.
Yeah. What? It hurts my little head.
Yes.
Dubstep.
Survey says.
No.
Render environment.
Hey, oh.
That makes no sense.
That's not what I meant.
It's a hot potato.
It's pretty cold.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Winger, any event, there's surely rid of Troy. You are hereby expelled.
No!
I'm not safe.
Monkey!
You're safe. Bring this up! Bring this up!
4, 3, 2, 1.
A chain, 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 chain.
Get it!
Thursday night.
Because the
feeling's
right.
We're back on
Thursday night.
Thursday night. Thursday night.
This group
is
back on
Thursday night.
You tried to destroy us,
but you only made us
more awesome!
Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzHub.info presents
The GM Show.
Tonight's guest, Dean.
And Kia.
Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now, please welcome Jimmy.
La, 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 la.
Shut the fuck up or I'll break your fucking voice.
You'll break my fucking voice. All right, welcome to the Jimmy Luke Show, episode 127. A comedian died in New York tonight. It's the opening line of Watchmen, and it came true with Joan Rivers passing away at the age of 81. I'm joined by Jimmy, and I'm joined by Dean, and there'll be more people coming. It's my birthday. Yay!
Oh, so
welcome to episode 127 of the Jimmy and Luke Show. I'm joined by Jimmy.
Hello.
Jimmy, and
Dean.
I am the...
No, I wasn't.
I am the Dean, and my hands are so clean.
How does that make sense?
Well, it's the Dean in Community. He's the Dean of the college, and he sings a song. I am the Dean, and my hands are so... The Dean in Community is such a great character. He's like this kind of sexually ambiguous transvestite, and he always wears crazy costumes.
Thanks.
He's brilliant. I'm going to get a t-shirt with I am the Dean and my hands are so clean on it. There's a great video on YouTube. I think I might play it at the beginning of the show. Anyway, this is great YouTube mix. It's called.
What's the Irish for loud?
For loud. I don't know. That's why I do ordinary level. But anyway, there's this great thing. It's DJ Steve Porter's Thursday Night Community remix, and he's just like put together this awesome dance tune from all of these clips from Community. Oh, it's wonderful. I think I'll play it at the beginning of the show. Anyway. The big news in the entertainment world last night was that that Joan Rivers died. And Joan Rivers, if you don't know who she is, she was a, comedian, I suppose, is what she would have called herself. You've never heard of her? Have you ever seen Fashion Police on the E! Network? You don't watch the E! Network, no?
I don't know if I even have it.
There are two kinds of people who watch the E! Network. There are people who watch the E! Network because it's full of garbage entertainment news, like myself, and there's people who watch the E! Network because they want to see all the stuff about fashion and women's training and...
Give me water.
What?
Give me water.
No.
Please.
Go, do you have money to buy some? Do you have money to buy anything? Do you have a plastic cup?
Do you have a lamp pan?
I have water.
Do you have a lamp pan?
I have a dish. Is that any translation?
No.
Fish. Oh, right. There you go. That sounds... Okay, fine. I'm going to be now... Okay, let's see. It's there. If this spills everywhere, it'll be recorded on the pod.
That's what she said.
Say when. God.
No, I said okay to what you said.
No, that's enough for now. I'll give you more if you're desperate. Anyway, so Joan Rivers. So I'm going to be honest about Joan Rivers because I don't like bullshitting when people die. I have, throughout my entire life, I have had a certain hatred of Joan Rivers.
I'm going to go shopping.
People say about Joan Rivers, people say, Joan Rivers, she was such an inspiration. She was a, pioneer, and she broke down barriers for female comedians in America. Now, I don't deny any of that. I wasn't alive when that happened. I'm sure it did. I'm sure Joan Rivers did some good stuff when she was younger. But in recent years, at least, in my experience of her, she has just become an annoying, attention-seeking, resentful old woman who just says things to get attention, says things that she can get away with because she's a character... I'm going to tell you some things Joan Rivers said recently. Joan Rivers said on the subject of the Israel-Palestine conflict. Now, no matter what side you're on, you could be a supporter of Israel, for all I know, like many of the Jewish people in Hollywood. But Joan Rivers went an extra step, and let me find the quote here now. Joan Rivers said on the subject of Palestine, she said that because the Palestinian people voted for, their government, she said... You're dead. You deserve to be dead. Don't you dare make me feel bad about that. So Joan Rivers is basically, she is, appropriating genocide. She is appropriating genocide. She is, acting as if this murder of 2,000 civilians is fine because it's their fault. So that's Joan Rivers for you. That's just a recent example of what she was like. She's also said some things about, vegetarians and PETA, the, animal rights group. She said some things about them and insulted them greatly. She's called President Obama a, and I quote here, faggot, and that Michelle Obama is a transsexual. Now, I'm sure she said that with her tongue firmly in her cheek, but still, it's just the kind of thing she said to get in the media. And, well, in general, I've found Joan Rivers to be a pretty despicable person to have to sit through on the television, and her Fashion Police program on E!, undoubtedly one of the worst programs on television. Literally just an hour a week of just bullying people. Just because they wear, clothes that Joan Rivers doesn't like. She just bullies people, she sits there with her little troop, and they just bully people. And
like you.
Joan Rivers last week, they said in the media she was in a critical condition, and I suspected this week that she might die, and I wasn't too surprised when they said yesterday she did, but I'm sure it is a hard time for her family, but in general, I've never been a fan of Joan Rivers, and that's that. That's what I have to say about the late, great Joan Rivers. Okay, so Joan Rivers, dead at 81, and as I said at the beginning, as the opening line of Watchmen goes... A comedian died in New York last night. For some reason, the...
You should call it that.
What?
What are you going to call the episode?
It's probably birthday, because we did an episode back in March called Half Birthday on my half birthday, so I think it's only suitable we do an episode on my birthday called Birthday, and we've never done an episode called Birthday before, surprisingly enough. But, what was I saying? I saw Conan and Chris Hardwick's tribute to Joan Rivers, but Fallon's one wasn't put up on YouTube yet, but I saw a headline which said he was crying about it. She was on his show about a month ago, so I can see why. Anyway, so that's Joan Rivers. The other big thing is that it's my birthday this weekend, not that anyone gives a shit, but first, I'd like to
bring you another edition of our favorite new segment on the show, North by North Korea. We should play the North Korean national anthem every time we do this.
Yeah.
If only I knew what it was. Oh, the smell of cheese sandwich is overwhelming. So, North Korea has been known as a closed country for some time now. However, it is undeniable that no matter how closed the government tries to keep it, the country is still influenced by the changes happening in the outside world, even in the smallest ways. It has been reported that a 3G cellular network exists in the country, but apparently only foreigners can use it. In the absence of the internet, the government also has developed its own social networking site. So it says, unlike Facebook and Twitter, North Korea's social networking is limited to whatever is inside the country. Anything from the outside gets barred by the government. Instead of the internet, North Korea's technology is more like an intranet. They call it the Red Star. The website includes local message boards, mainly for announcements and for posting birthday messages. It is widely used by university students and professors. As you can see in this picture, the website seems to have, like, Tweety Bird on it. I wonder if the North Koreans that made this website realized that that's a copyrighted image. North Korea is one of the unique countries in the world because virtually every computer or technology is regulated by the government. All right, that's actually the end of the story. That's not a very interesting story. So, there we go. It's not very interesting either. That's how BuzzHub looks on the mobile at the moment. No. What are you doing?
I want to look for you.
James. Yeah. That's just a screen grab of BuzzHub. You didn't know that.
Here.
No.
Thank you.
I don't go looking through your phone. Fair is fair.
Yeah, I'm going to look for the proper funny stuff.
What funny stuff? There isn't any funny stuff.
Like the good funny North Korean stuff. Like that.
There's only like one, it's the only funny North Korean story is like that. That's
yeah.
It.
And some more like that. Yeah, shit like that.
I did. I went on the North Korean funny news website, and that was the only story I could find, like, that we hadn't done that wasn't really, really boring. I thought it would be funny. Anyway, like, I'll show you this. This is funny. So, you know, the nude pictures of Jennifer Lawrence and stuff? That whole story? So, look. Maybe I Am Groot isn't the strongest iCloud password. You see those nude pictures of Groot. I love. What?
I am Groot.
No, we are Groot.
James hasn't seen it, so are you serious? Yeah, well, James hasn't seen it, so I don't suggest that we are Groot. As you can probably guess, that's what he says at the end. There's a big dramatic moment. Spoiler alert! Hey.
No, that's for the spoiler. You should go spoiler alert, then tell me, stupid idiot.
Really a spoiler. I haven't said what happens to Groot and why he said that. Now, let me
because he probably
I'm
finds
now
some
excited about the Simpsons Family Guy crossover.
No.
Because I'm excited as fuck about it. Because Simpsons is my favorite show for like 10 years when I was younger. Family Guy was my favorite show.
I've always disliked The Simpsons. The Family Guy is all right.
I think The Simpsons hasn't been funny in years. But I think I still have a lot of time for it. So this new movie, The Judge, right?
Gene Time Books.
You got Robert Duvall, you got Billy Bob Thornton. It premiered last night in Toronto.
About the end of that. This is orange and it's good for my
nose. Spoilers, so. Jeez, you almost deleted the recording. You could have pressed off the X. So The Judge, the new Robert Downey Jr., Robert Duvall film, it premiered in Toronto last night to less than positive reviews, I'd say. The Guardian gave it, look, Robert Downey's face up real close.
Wait, let's make that face and let me zoom in on yours. Make that exact face this year.
All right, so wait, I'll take a picture of it. I'll try.
Wait, what the fuck?
Okay.
You look fucking similar, almost.
What?
You're so light.
Yeah. Well, anyway, The Judge, it premiered in Toronto yesterday. The Guardian gave it a glowing review, 2 stars. And I think the general consensus was that while Downey gives a pretty good performance, the film itself is less. This film, I found out last week, it is 2.5 hours long. Holy fuck, who wants to sit through a legal drama with Robert Downey Jr. for 2.5 hours?
I might watch it one time when I go to bed.
But it's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, I'll probably fall asleep watching it.
Yeah. Well, I was looking forward to it, but then I found out it was 2.5 hours long. Now, certain films can get away with being that long, like Boyhood, which was wonderful, 3 hours long, brilliant. But The Judge, well, it's getting bad reviews, and it's 2.5 hours long, which means I am now... What? Here's another film. We got Men, Women, and Children. This is about the effects of the internet on people's lives. We got Adam Sandler playing a, divorcee who's addicted to internet pornography. We've got Ansel Elgort. Did you ever see The Fault in Our Stars? No. Well, we got Ansel Elgort from that. He gets cyberbullied or something. We got Dean Norris from Breaking Bad and Under the Dome. We got... Who else we got here? Jennifer Garner. Rosemary DeWitt. Well, anyway, this is the new Jason Reitman film. Oh, yeah, there we're up here. We've got your man from Spider-Man. Whatever the actor's... What's his name, the actor's name? I can never remember his name. I can never remember his name.
What did he do?
He plays J. Jonah Jameson in the original trilogy. You know, bring me the photograph of Spider-Man, run! You know him?
Oh.
Yeah.
That terrible actor in those terrible movies.
He's a great actor. I just can't remember his name. Oh yeah, did I show you the updated poster with Owen on it? I did. I showed it to Owen.
Yes, you did.
And Owen thought it was great. He just said he wants me to fix the hair, but he liked the rest of it.
You already showed it to me, so okay. It's horrible.
Fine. Well, if y'all want to see the new animated version of Owen we got on our posters, just go to our Facebook, Twitter, or our website right now.
There is no automated version of Owen. He's lying.
Yeah, I am.
They can't see the proof. They can't believe you.
Proof.
Yeah, they can't see it right now, so...
If you need proof for everything, it means you can't believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus is never really, never will be.
No. Where is everybody else? Where are all my friends? Other. I'm gonna have to go find someone in a minute.
This is so rude.
So it's my birthday this weekend, and I am going to plan a surprise party for myself.
That's impossible.
It is.
That is a surprise of a secret if you know about it.
Shh. It's a joke for the podcast. Shut up. So I'm going to plan my own surprise birthday party. James, will you bring the cake? I may as well tell my birthday cake story. I don't think I told it on the last episode, not yet.
He bought a God of Avengers cake and he left it in the freezer.
Oh yeah, but that's all. The important part is that my favorite Avenger is absent from the cake. There's no Black Widow.
No one cares.
I care and I'm a person. So therefore,
actually,
one cares.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the fucks again around us.
There's a lot of fucks.
No, I don't see
There's
any.
There's a lot of fucks. Anyway.
Are there any fucks around us? I don't give two fucks about your fucks. No, my fucks
I don't give two fucks about whether or not he cares gives a fuck about your fucks.
I swear he's too much. Fuck. So he's not taking too far now.
Episode title. Fuck. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Because we get blocked off iTunes. And I'm not bothered to put a bloody asterisk in. I'm going to call this an indifferent, but anyway. Oh, God, I've got a sore throat today.
Hey. Don't sound it.
Hey. If you can't feel what I'm trying to say.
Shut up.
If you can.
Do you see how hard it's copied?
Baby, I'm going mad. Baby, you're going mad. Baby, I'm out of my
No, don't do it.
Don't sing that song ever again, then.
The other song, alright. That song.
Which song?
Never.
Don't sing anything.
What song am I allowed to
sing? No, don't sing anything.
What song am I allowed to sing?
No. Song where you sit there silent.
Okay. Yesterday, I was at home and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record that Do You Want to Do a Podcast song. So I downloaded the instrumental version of Snowman, but I forgot that it starts off slow. I thought it started off fast. I thought it started off with Do You Want to. What's that? It started with Do You Want to. So I started singing it and I was just improvising and it was just horrible and miserable, so I just deleted it and decided never ever to do it again. But it would have been a good idea for the beginning of the season, anyway.
Nah. Should I get a singer to sing it as well?
Jimmy, do you want to do a podcast?
No!
Fucking singing.
But it would work.
If it wasn't me singing it, it would be good.
It's like seeing all parodies work. All you need to do is get a word,
yes,
rhymes, or goes with the rhythm.
I hate parodies of films and books and shit.
What would you call a parody? So there
not
you go.
Really.
Yeah, it is actually.
All right, fine. And I hate parodies, so
or
I'm.
Or remixes.
I'm being.
Same thing.
Oh, well, I like remixes. I don't like parodies.
Remixes are terrible.
No, I actually don't mind song parodies. Like, I listen to Weird Al shit, but I hate film parodies. Or the worst, most despicable thing on earth. Like, fucking vampires
like
suck.
Parodies that you make, like.
Ah, that was a good one.
Vampires suck and Scary Fucking Movie fucking 5. I want those films to be gone, to be dead, to be burned under the ground.
Yes, I want all your movies to be burned.
Or like A Haunted House 2, which apparently has a man, like, having graphic sex with Annabelle the doll from The Conjuring. Oh my god, why is that allowed in the cinemas? Anyway, doesn't matter. Rant over. Rant paused. I get so angry.
Keep ranting. I'm gonna
those
take
films.
Your phone and smash it on the fucking wall.
That's not nice.
Very nice pop.
Do you wanna do it? Anyway, I am going to pause the podcast in a few minutes because there's clearly no one here, and I have to celebrate my birthday with other people, so I will pause it and put it back on maybe at 1:30 or something. So what else do we need to talk about? So we talked about Joan, we talked about... No. Oh yeah, did you see? They said, oh, we're gonna release the Katniss character poster for Mockingjay Part 1, and then they bullshitted, and they just released this picture of her back.
No.
Yeah, you saw that. So stupid. It's okay. But I was really looking forward to them releasing it, because I was gonna use it as a movie taco cover. Have you seen the movie taco cover I have at the moment? I'll show it to you. I think it's really cool, but it could be better. There you go. Pretty cool, isn't it?
That's like the first shit-ass poster you ever fucking made.
What do you mean?
First one you ever made had a shitty-ass background.
It's a big fire. This one's better than that, though. Because the text is sideways.
Don't stop slipping cocaine, goddammit.
I'll tell you what's worse, though. The one with Gandalf standing in the field.
Yes. <That's>
and it's not even the real... It's not even Ian McKellen. It's like a fucking clay model of him or something. Yeah, no, the Hobbit covers I do the next month are going to be way better than that. I've got all these awesome images lined up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was watching BoJack Horseman, and they were snorting cocaine in that. BoJack Horseman is a great show. I highly recommend it. It's only 6 episodes on Netflix, 6 half-hour episodes. And it's got Will Arnett, Amy Sedaris, Aaron Paul, and what's-her-face, Alison Brie. And it's great. BoJack Horseman, he's a horse, and he's a man, and he's a washed-up sitcom star. And he snorts cocaine, and he sleeps with women, The girl who was a little girl in his TV show, she's now all grown up and she's trying to be like a sexy pop star. So she comes to his house and he's trying to get her off drugs. And she has a party and she goes, I'm bringing all my friends over. And then all her friends turn out to be meerkats. So the meerkats come over and start snorting cocaine and like playing crazy ass rave music and stuff.
You know what that reminds me of? That movie where the DJ goes dead.
Oh, it's all gone. Pete Tong.
Yeah, that's it.
I haven't seen it, but, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they had the badger sniffing cocaine.
Oh, did they? Well, BoJack Horseman is a cartoon, but it's wonderful. And it's got, there's like a pelican who runs the bar. And
think of the movie. You have to watch it, kids.
I don't think I'm going to watch that because it's a waste of time, but... I mean, I watch worse things. I watched like 45% of the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and that was a lot worse before I walked out, so...
What the fuck's wrong with Teenage Mutant Turtles? The new one.
The new one is like one of the worst films I've ever seen. It's just like, Megan Fox is a sex object! Turtles, boom, 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 and then no more turtles. The turtles are in it for like 10 minutes. The rest of it is just Megan Fox and Whoopi Goldberg and other actors that I hate. So, yeah, great film.
Really?
Although, speaking of BoJack Horseman, Will Arnett is in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he should be ashamed of himself. Ashamed. Shame on you, Will Arnett. Went and made that bullshit film to get a quick buck. But then he went and made BoJack Horseman, so, you know, fair enough. But anyway. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is an utter waste of time. I don't care how much you love the old Turtles, the new Turtle. I have no relationship with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in general, but the new film is complete and utter garbage. But anyway.
You know that they cut the nunchaku out of Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze in Britain because the censors were worried people were going to start fighting with them? Alright, we'll be back with more Jimmy and Luke Show in about 4 seconds. Okay.
Welcome back. I'm joined by...
From the AIDS.
Okay. I'm joined by Keith. Oh, well, that's good. That means that the DS wasn't around and I was talking negatively about it. I'm joined now by Kian, who is here to help me plan my surprise birthday party. Aren't you?
Yes.
Now, James is getting the cake, and I think you should get the party hats. Would you be willing to do that?
Ooh.
Would that be a task that you are capable of?
Task you are capable of. What's going on over here? Why is there a car pulled up? And why are the two guys rolling around?
They're rolling around in the car. There's too many people now, too many... a release form where the person in question releases me to put their voice or image onto a public entertainment form. Because there are very... There are very, very serious laws about this in Ireland, which I've read about. So I'm no longer going to record people's hand their back.
Come on, get it! Get it with release!
Nobody's
Marcus, leave Alan alone!
I think we're literally first here.
Literally.
Intellectually.
Those words are awesome.
Who's over there?
Owen is over there. Why is Owen over there? Because he walked over there.
He's taking kind of masks with all the other people, I don't know.
Shane is there.
Oh, right. Okay. They're both in the wrong place. So where's Michael? Is Michael over there in the cave? Is he over there with all of the... No, he's not there.
Michael wouldn't be there.
Yeah, no.
Unless everybody else was, except for us.
Yeah.
We're like the outer circle of the T bikers.
Yeah. I don't think.
I think it was a.
Actually, Shane and Finn and Tom.
I think by being able to occasionally wedge myself into situations without being noticed means I'm in the outer circle. They did this morning. They were all like in there in a circle. I was like, kind of stepped in next to Michael.
Yeah.
And I got away with it. And they didn't boom me away. So I always expected to happen. They would, man. They would. They would psychologically boom me away.
No, they wouldn't.
They would.
They don't dislike me.
I don't know. We've come too far now. There's no going back. For podcast time normally. It's very difficult. I don't know.
Describe the location.
So, we are walking
chair
on a broken chair under the hedge.
Just
so there's a hedge, and we are walking on gravelly ground.
Laid out from the broken chair.
We're walking on gravelly ground, but just a few meters away, the gravelly ground slowly transitions into grass. A meadow, if you will.
And, like, the opposite of a meadow.
Yeah.
Complete opposite of the meadow. Uniform, mono, whatever.
I wish there was a meadow here. I'm going to go and lie in the meadow.
Yes.
Oh, look. There's a soul being. Yonder. You want to go over and interview them?
That would be slightly creepy.
Depending on who it is.
He is a soul being and he thinks it's something.
Do you have to go over and find out who he is?
Yeah. Why?
Because I'm interested. Like walk past. Easily. I don't know if they talk. Huh? I don't mind. This is like the nicest part of the whole kind of
what's going on.
Okay, so, this was a really fun episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening to it. It was a lot of fun. I hope it was enough fun that you'll come back. You'll come back again soon. We 3 people downloaded the Monday's episode in a couple hours, and, like, there was no more of one of those was me. That means there were 2 people who weren't me who downloaded it. I don't know who they were. Maybe one of them was Michael. I think he does.
Oh, interesting. Terribly
anyway, thank you for listening. Even though, I get really depressed sometimes because I make myself so enthusiastic about doing podcasts, and then I realize sometimes that it's such a fucking waste of time. Anyway, thank you for listening. Visit jimmyandluke.info, and which I spent money on, by the way. I also spent money on the opening music. I spent money on that, and I'd like to remind you once again, I'm the only person on the podcast who has ever spent money on anything for the benefit of the podcast, and therefore I am the best. Because I've paid for various things. I paid for the opening music, which is by Fits of the Tantrums. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week for more fun. And happy birthday to me.